Okay, we call the meeting to order at 1:02. Please stand for the Pledge of Allegiance. Pledge of Allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Is there a motion to approve the agenda as presented?
I make a motion to approve the agenda as presented.
I'll second that.
Any comments, discussion, additions, changes?
I don't have any.
Steve?
No.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay. Public comments. Citizens are invited to address the public. Address the commission. End comments? Yes, towards the end. Okay. Mr. Karsmar, did you have any comment you wanted to make?
Yes, I did.
Okay. So this is the moment.
I'm very interested in talking about your process and your executive director. Now, I come from the corporate world, and I know that there's a difference between, you know, the government stuff and the corporate stuff. But I would hope that when you go out from the home, that you know when you advertise for people that are interested, and you go out and actually find people. Like Pat Jones said, when the court hired him, he had $1,000 to go find a candidate. And there's some really great candidates that I would love to see as a general director. That's probably one of them put in their resume by October 1st. I can name one, but I would hope that you go to that extra step to find someone that's really good for an interim director. Maybe not a permanent one, but an interim director. I don't know if I have mentioned names. I will. I would love to see a guy that is well qualified, well respected in the community, that would come in and could run court for 6 months, and then his name is Pete DeBoer. Might get a job, but unless you find somebody else, I would hope that you go out and search for somebody that's in the community. My story.
Thank you. And you'll be later.
Yes,
that's fine. Just want to make sure. Okay, so we now have the consent agenda. These matters are routine and will be enacted by one motion of the commission with no separate discussion. If discussion is desired, that item may be removed from the consent agenda by a commissioner. So first, do we have a motion to approve the agenda as presented?
The consent agenda?
Yes.
I move we approve the consent agenda as presented.
I second that.
Okay. Any discussion?
No.
Anything we want to pull off and do separately?
Sure.
All in favor?
Aye.
Okay. The financial report.
Did you guys get a chance
to look at the financial report? Pardon?
Did you guys get a chance
to look at it? Yeah. Mm-hmm. So do you have any highlights you'd like to mention, Juanita?
Not really any highlights, I guess. The expenses by the pension and the losses and all that. So that's the norm of this year. And do like to point out that the fuel sales have increased from last year. The impact is on
85
compared to
2018
to 2017.
Can you repeat that?
I'm sorry, 85 compared to last year to this year. for the whole year, which obviously increased. So there has been an increase in net sales.
The fuel sales increase due to pricing changes or actual change in the amount of fuel sold or some combination?
A combination of everything. Mm-hmm. We have seen a lot more butters in the area and raising, keeping a good profit margin and being competitive with the other marinas.
Oh, wow. That is pretty good. This is year to date,
yes.
Right?
Yes. Or the August.
Okay. August. Thanks. I haven't noticed that. That's good.
So is all of the ferry expense related to the passenger on the ferry captured under sound runner ferry expenses?
No.
So what is sound runner ferry expenses?
That was the sale and the repairs before the sale.
Mm-hmm.
Anything done to the ferry terminal and the barge is going to be under the capital assets for right now. We're not the capital assets, but the capital purchasing capital assets. So if you lined up some of this one, I'm sure
you can. Oh, here you go. Yeah.
Okay. Any other questions about this?
No.
Okay. Thank you. Now we turn to action items. Kitsap County Public Works presentation on Complete Street Project. There will be discussion after this report and possible action follow. You're on.
Oh, there you go. Yeah. Yeah.
So I'm the project manager for the Washington Boulevard Big Street project, and I'm pretty sure now I want to know that one is all over the Big Street. I'm done with that study, there is no problem. As a project manager, I've been involved in three of them, so that was the principal. I called the name. First, we just got in the photo of Washington. So, and then, of course, we have two of our consultants, two departments of our consultants, so I want to be really good with the board. Mostly, kind of in the background, to make sure that our project is coordinated with all that volunteer group. And I really want to appreciate that, especially Jim, but all those will have a lot of work to do.
Tim, would it be a uncomfortable for you to just come a little closer? I'm having trouble hearing.
No.
You don't have to stand
okay. Right.
Unless you want to kneel.
So, yeah, as an example, when the Forest Park was built, we backed off and decided we could do ours the following year.
Mm-hmm.
We surveyed and make sure that our sidewalk actually was not gravel. We're going to let them come in and make that sidewalk so it matches all of our improvements and all of our streets. In continuing that, there's an opportunity for some street amenities in our project that I can't fund, but that may be important to the community. And so this is not having a handout that's asking for money, it's just saying, here are some opportunities for us.
Mm-hmm.
And Bill, you can jump in wherever. So we see, first of all, what the status is. We're about 90% level, moving towards final. Next spring, we'll have to have the actual final design completed and go to construction next fall. We see four areas of potential where the port chose to. There could be some opportunities. One is in wayfinding, and this is back up to the previous one. Another one is sidewalk in light. And some slides later we'll have them all added up. There's different prices for each one. Another is street furniture. And the fourth one would be irrigation. Okay, next slide. So for wayfinding, the cost could be as low as $4,000. And the There are all those, first of all, our street lights are going to match exactly what's already out there. That radar that we have to make sure that our lights match the park lights. But some of these signs on these lights, public works really came from a big stop sign or something like that, from individual businesses. There's a possibility to make sense of those things. For that fashion called Ferry, or our meeting, Welcome Society, Franklin Town. So those pools will be there. It's an opportunity to, for the community to get together or the tours and create that. Now, I don't have money or time in my budget to do a community effort to see what might kind of go on here, but that's a possibility. It won't have to be done now. So that's like the bulk that it's going to be done now or later. It could be done where part of my project I purchased it and then I'm reimbursed, or the port could purchase it and install it later. So that's part of the way plan. I think that could be nice. I would like to see on the project some of that wayfinding, getting people to the beach, down to the port, things like that. Next slide. So the sidewalk inlays or sidewalk art, the cost could be anywhere from $5,000 to $25,000. So,
I've seen one of these at Fort Townsend, the beautiful complex inlays. Those are expensive, but it could be done. I've also seen small inlays in the sidewalk themselves. So this could be done during our construction, but it couldn't be done here. But the price range is a difference. Some communities will have footsteps to a certain location to follow the inquiry arises. I've seen Port Angeles that have some like the last one. But there again, it's not something that we're looking to do. But we're saying we're open to it if there's funding and not for us to ask for it. One drawback would be that if it's a large item, it probably would go into part of the park that had just been done in Portsmouth Park. It would look good when it's done, but it would be able to tear out potentially more. And kind of the same thing with a business park or a community led or a court led, what's the theme? But that's not really a problem for that project. Street furniture and irrigation. So we see the potential for some traffic obstacles or some fences in some of the areas. There again, that's not part of my project, but the design team has areas that we think they could fit. And so from the very beginning, a year and a half ago, we said, we don't have the money to put fences in, so we have the money to design where it could go if they can just buy a tub. And irrigation, I believe that was down this area, that's currently a little triangle area, it's not developed right now. Depending on what we're going to do down there, irrigation might make this kind of help the tunnel out, but it's just another layer of opportunity. And there is one the cost to vary.
So the irrigation issue would be really kind of I think the county in the absence of participation from the port would probably go drought tolerant.
Right.
And stream to the utility walls and wash out. If there was a desire for to expand the lawn, say, and I know Tim has mentioned a lot of like that. You know, perhaps at some point in the future that period of the year could become a part of the park. So that would be really what the context for the irrigation problem is. Would you like to see the potential for the park to expand here and have a more formal green look? Or, you know, given the access to that utility ball, to the hollow ball, just go with some low maintenance, good screening, you know, pretty, but not a high maintenance green look. So that's kind of the differential. And then on the street furniture, you know, the urban designers would say, you know, how can you activate this space that we've been creating? And it'll be fairly large, significant sidewalk space here and here, potentially here. But that doesn't have to happen as part of the street construction. You know, the large chairs, other things that could happen later. I think the trash and technical issue, though, is probably something that is important. You know, the county doesn't do trash collection, but, you know, there needs to be something out there maybe for that and how to make that work.
Years ago, the county provided pickup. Not pickup, but the receptacles in downtown Kingston, and they had an agreement with the chamber to have them empty it, you know, twice a week or whatnot, because there isn't anything in downtown there now. They're all funneled down to our park, of course. And so they had an agreement that would allow somebody, a volunteer, to empty them and take and bring it down to the port, and that's where we picked up, you know, whatever travel, you know. We're on the hook, I guess, is what I'm trying to say for that too. So I didn't know. I was going to ask you who's going to empty that if they do show up. And
right.
And if there is a sprinkler system, then you guys just tap into what the existing one we already have, the water that we have, and that's okay.
Right. And that would need to be done as part of our construction. More than likely, probably if we just move this, and so that kind of answer would be good now. So some of the things could be later.
So the area that you talked about activating across the street, and you talked about the potential for trash receptacles across the street. Anybody here really walk across the street to put a can in a trash can? Seems to me we do need to think about trash cans on this, on the park side as well.
Yeah.
I've been three up there, but they think it's overwhelmed. We're up there, right? On the weekends, busy weekends, empty them twice.
I think you're right that there's one on your side overflows sometimes.
Yeah.
There appears to be a lead on the upper side.
Mm-hmm.
We may have some space for it. We don't really have a mechanism, but we see a sense of need and maybe a partnership of some type.
Yeah.
Sure, it's a course responsibility, but maybe it's an opportunity.
And the other question that I had on this drawing is, where is the parking that is related to the Kingston Hotel Cafe, the Kingston Hotel buildings?
So they actually have parking on their property behind.
Oh, in the parking lot.
Right.
And then we would like to purchase their tribal property, probably from Hyman, and that they would have public property if they show this. But they don't have parking for their individual hotel that would be welcome.
How far are you into that process?
We had good conversation, but because it's a federal project, we have to have our right-of-way plan all finished before we get the full negotiation.
Oh, right.
So it's kind of a... So our right-of-way services supervisor, Molly, she's waiting on the line. Probably 10 emails going back and forth. But we get this plan to a point where she can move forward with official appraisal. But we've had a couple of meetings, and Molly's met her a couple of times individually just to make sure we're on the same page.
Mm-hmm.
And she is very supportive of the project.
Oh, that's good.
This is nice.
That would be nice, because on the other side of the triangle is our property, the first property, parking, and then we got a little landscape area right there. I mean, if we tie it all together, I think that's really, that'd really be valuable.
That's the design.
Yeah.
Well, I think that the fairies also have some Connex boxes or some kind of thing right where the where that label of benches is right there, which you can't really see. But to have some kind of screen there might be pretty nice.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah.
Having no visible areas is tough. I mean, there's a lot of equipment, a lot of wires. If it's easy, it ought to have been done years ago. Some screening could be nice there. But we don't have ownership of that triangle yet, but that's something that we need to do.
Okay.
So,
yeah.
Does the county have some money for the building to buy those second parking lots? There's a whole building, I mean, there's a lot.
Yeah.
Do they have the money?
Yes.
I'm not asking how much it is.
Yeah,
that building to buy.
That's been, even in Street Street from 2016, the conceptual study of the sidewalk going right through that parcel. So, when I got the problem, that's part of what we went to the owner started talking about. You know, this is something that's going to be in the future. It's going to be a long process, but that is, that money has been budgeted. Well, we don't really full amount because it has to go through a whole appraisal first. But yes. Good question.
What? So, first of all, you know, we currently have one of the million of instructions for we have one design. We'll be doing the design and construction manuals. So, of course, my potential. Here we have a weight quantity that's 4 to 7,000 comes rows. We have all these. So, at the bottom, the range is $3,000 to $44,000. We're going to add in consistency, $4,000,
$52,000.
So that's the range of
$4 to $53,000, did you say?
About $53,000. And some of those would be, we need to know too, and some could be later. Maybe John Hoffman did want some things, or maybe they'll just add a little bit of it.
So the compass world, so just the left, it's kind of like standard from there with the one we got the infrared right there across the line. So it's $30,000.
Okay.
Of course, it was a little more involved, but and it's a little bit bigger. But, you know, at some locations, if you can go from here, you can spend a ton of time on that.
Just on the left,
you know, this one, and this one, and this one are ones that. We need to be integrated into the design now. You know, wayfinding, the year next week, there's all kinds of after installation attachments that you could do to attach something later if you wanted more from go through the programming process for the themes and all the different things that the junior you might want. That might be a larger community focus on content. And then, of course, three furniture, same thing, that could come in at any time. So, you know, this could be zero, too. I mean, these are just kind of whatever makes sense to you guys.
So, is it
to take on.
Really the compass rose that you need to know about sooner than later?
Yeah, from a design perspective, one of the things that this is John talking about, I thought worth talking about was so we've got the exposed aggregate surface. Part of it, and we're going to have kind of the typical urban sidewalk scoring pattern adjacent to them.
Mm-hmm.
And our compass rows might be a nice feature that kind of ties those two together, provides a little bit of interest, architectural detail. So that's where that kind of came from, that idea.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Now, we do understand some of them.
Could you provide this summary sheet to us with some kind of a highlighting or indication of when you need to know about them?
Absolutely.
That would be very helpful.
Yeah, I think in a general sense, you would like to know, there may be,
that was my.
Oh,
well,
here we go.
Great moment.
Some kind of no-go or go, and October, so we have to kind of finish up this year. So we can certainly, I can certainly provide a spreadsheet with a little more detail on that. It's reflective of the difference that we're doing that. These are none of these features are going to have a lot of lead time. So we can push, keep pushing that a little bit, but probably, you know, maybe October, we can kind of give it a month to integrate it into the
And even if you choose not to move forward any of this, we certainly need to coordinate directly with you. I believe that there's a nice clock that has been referred exactly where will that be installed? Will it be out on the sidewalk area or on your property? Either way, whatever makes sense to you.
That's actually real close to being completed. Right.
Okay. Yeah. So, you better keep on the block and keep thanks again for your time and thanks for coordinating with us. I think once our project is completed, it'll look like we planned it together.
I have one more thought on it. So, on the, with the irrigation on the triangle and potential landscaping, is that part of something that could be the landscaping component would need to be added to the project cost as well?
I think so. It's tough because we don't really have the staff to maintain those areas. So if we did go with irrigation, it might make sense for us to install some nicer plants, and I think there will be some in that area.
Right.
I'm limited on budget, but the main thing would be that we'd have someone for energy that would make it look good. And obviously,
that might be a component of the park that we had kind of all talked about at one point.
One point, we had thought it might just be one smooth part the whole way, but with the PSC vault and the need for a lane, but they do video magic, so we'll find some way to kind of make it look
Will you tell us about this?
So this is just kind of a blow up of what was on the small one. So John Hoffman has kind of come up with just some concepts for how the existing style that we have in Kingston could be utilized with different types of styles. So this is something that, you know, that I could not find, nor this, but it could be something that it feels good. Whether it be for events that the port has, whatever, but it's an opportunity, I think, to use those. And obviously, we will be having the hanging baskets. We don't fund that, but there's a group of dozens.
The sanction for the baskets will be part of the mix.
That's one of the first questions that I received.
Yeah.
So we have the answer.
Yeah.
Okay. So,
that's good.
I would just add one kind of
more
from a cost perspective, the potential that you might not get as much value in the way buying the street furniture by combining it with the county that you might be going on your own. Because we've got a great way to federally funded project and have a construction contract to look at these things and potentially mark them way up. And you might not get as much for your money if you went with a more specialized,
incorporated into the concrete sidewalk or whatever.
I mean, we're fine to do the design.
Okay.
Thanks for mentioning that. So, we are required to take the lowest bidder, and if they can be furniture, they might put a high price on that, but the total price might be low. There is more flexibility if they were the street furniture, we provide the space for it, and then the style, just something that one would have in our design budget.
Is there any gizmos you have to install in the sidewalk in order to install street furniture?
Potentially, or that we could also do aftermarket, they could actually board in and put them
right through. But
in some cases, like for light fixtures, there may be a foundation that we need to step over to the notice and then find an actual foundation for those.
So the lights are part of it.
But we are putting in lights. That's part of what we are at.
Right.
But
Great.
Ray, I'm particularly interested in whether or not you have any questions or comments about any.
One thing I would like to do is when you do think about your design for that triangle or park or whatever, you could kind of just visualize where our property is, the port property is at the far end. And we got like 3.5 parking spots right across from that bakery.
Yeah, that's right.
And we got a little grass area right there that's already got water down there. And then to the far side of that, you got State Patrol where they come down, right there. So right before that, if when you go to do your design or your thoughts on it, trying to visualize that being part of it too. You know, it is our property. Instead of waiting until after you do what you do or we agree to, we should probably think about potentially adding that in there too. Because like I said, there are, 3.5 valuable parking spots down there that people sit and look over the water over, headed toward Edmonton.
Exactly. Just a little farther down, and then you've got the road that comes down to State Patrol that runs right in here. This is their road right here. So this is our spot right here that we own. These are our parking spots right there.
Yeah, we went back and forth initially. They said we're fine with eliminating those back
rooms.
And they said, well, we need it. We had our dialogue with them about how they're going to roll up this whole intersection for
So we're
moving people there.
That's
your responsibility to go down there.
No cars on the aerial right there today. Another shot. That's good. That's pretty good.
Any other questions?
And then we will get to you that little spreadsheet and kind of have an update. Which one you need an answer on sooner rather than
later. Right.
And can we get a copy of the entire presentation?
Oh, I was thinking that too. Can you do? Oh, okay.
It's in
the email or whatever. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay, that'd be great. Yeah. Awesome.
Mm-hmm. Anything else you need from us?
No, I appreciate you working with us, and I'm excited to hear about the regional stormwater complex too.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Well, your comment at the beginning, we appreciate us cooperating with you.
Thank you.
Awesome. That's great.
So we don't actually have to decide on anything related to this today in this
even a discussion about it, pretty or I'm thinking that the comment about signage, something that could be added later quite easily, I think, unless we had an individual effort with the sign and posting and wayfinding, if you will. But to me, the sidewalk inlay stuff and the compass road stuff, I maybe want to do a little bit more, maybe.
I think the signage, which has not only visibility if you're a walker, but also if you're a driver, is very appealing to me that we do something, but I don't have the creativity to figure out what that ought to be. And so I think my immediate reaction is let's gather some ideas from the community and staff about what would be worthwhile.
And
what were you going to say there?
Yeah, in relation to funding,
our initial park was funded by RCO.
Yeah.
And so is there any reason why we can't find, we were, had initially talked about doing another RCO to complete the rest of the park?
Oh, right. So could we use that as part of a funding match or something like that?
Included into on this, is there any stipulations in regards to
I wrote that down straight away. Was thinking about RCO grant, you know, for funding it.
But there's also no reason when he was talking about Mr. Beachy talking about the possibility of, or maybe it was you, one of you said that not necessarily going through your organization to acquire things, but we, I mean, there's lots of talented people out there, that, especially local people that could come up with ideas and things that could possibly be a little bit more cost effective in relation to this too.
I just thought about the training center up the hill on Ohio, who they provide concrete, specifically concrete training. And the training center up there, I think, doesn't Annie Humiston's husband work up there or something, I think. So maybe we can rattle some other ideas with that around, because it could be a component where maybe we leave a bit of the project out and have them do a project, you know, a community art sort of project effort or whatever, that's maybe Kingston specific. So
the combination of data looks better, but also involves
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
I can send a couple of examples of some of the just like that program.
Right. Yeah. That'd be great. That'd be great.
If we do come up with ideas, most ways are going to have to be approved by the county.
So that's a good question. Well, ADA compliance, I think, is absolutely paramount for the project, so that's a big piece of this.
We'll just talk about our team with you, but let's say we were the front end of the day.
Yeah.
We didn't have ADA there.
Yes.
To make sure that we have those stores.
Right.
That's how we have to move right there.
Okay.
And I will talk with the county engineer, and this is what I know that he really came from a lot of, but maybe that he's on board with the absolute decent and he is just the case on that.
Okay. Right.
What kinds of things besides ADA accessibility and so on and so forth might the county be looking for if they were reviewing community ideas? Because it'd be pretty squelching if it was an artistic issue as opposed to some functional thing.
ADA would be a big one. I would also say, if it's just not a regulation in general, if you would install a light, which is a one year, but lighting is much worse. It would lock you. The same with, if you talk about education, and that was a light spot, if we were trying to block the electronic lighting, if we get too tall, that would block you. So it feels like that. So we just try to capture that.
Tree type and things like that, yeah.
ADA, safety, things in the clear zone for when they were going to drive you. On the sidewalk.
Right.
I thought it was good to keep the conversation going vertical.
Okay.
Yeah, I think it's going to constitute a trip and a half. The other way, really, a signage.
Yeah,
if the county comes in with a road
Right. Oh, right. And for, say, if we were comfortable with a concept that could happen later.
Yeah,
right, yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Right.
And
right.
So you're meeting with Ray after this meeting?
I am.
Yeah, okay. We ought to figure out if there's a way we can point person Ray to keep gathering all of this so that stupid people who have charming but not very effective ideas don't derail anything. So, what's your reaction to that, Ray? Okay. And we know you like to work with us. So.
Yeah,
okay. Thank you. Okay, so the next item on our agenda is three resolutions, 0902, 2018, 0903, 2018, and 0904, which removes resigned Executive Director Kovarnik from bank accounts and bank cards and create a new signing. Okay. Great. Is there a motion for these three resolutions, which I think can easily be done as one motion?
Make a motion for the three resolutions for removal of Director Kovarnik from bank accounts.
Okay.
And credit cards.
I'll second that.
Any further discussion?
No.
All in favor?
Aye.
Okay, done. The wireless replacement project is item C on our agenda. So, who will be updating us on this?
Well, I think that if Ray wants to, he can help. I mean, I know that I've talked to the tech guy and stuff, but you know what's going on with him.
Yeah, we're just, I have Steve who's been instrumental, you know, to help with our tech guys. And so we're bringing in electricians to see what kind of electricity that we needed to help move that forward.
Mm-hmm.
So they've actually came up with a great plan. And the IT guy is pretty knowledgeable. They're pretty impressive. But we're going to be helping our whole staff and be helping pull the wire. Or, you know, they have everything down to the docks down there, you know, any way we can help. But to move forward, and I'm not sure Lacey was, because there was something else I missed in here. And they were talking, I think, a timeline of hopefully having it done by
mid-October.
That's what we're hoping for right now, unless there's any glitches. But all hands are on, commissioners, for helping these IT guys if they need our help, you know. To get everything pulled down the docks and mm-hmm. to help. And then they're going to do their work. So I don't really think there's anything more I can add in there.
Well, there's one difference. You know, I've mentioned that electrical needs come out. And so there will be just limited breakers, or there's three.
Breaker panels or
that's something that will need circuits for that will need to be installed just on the ring of the box.
Okay.
So it's really minimal. That's what electricians will have to do.
Oh, to add an additional circuit
into
the living box. Right. That's pretty hard.
Right. But it could have been worse, like, I suppose, it's just really minimal to make.
Three new circuits that be added from that. That doesn't do bad to me. Did they have some kind of estimate of cost?
I think we're going to know more Thursday, tomorrow.
Oh, okay.
Give us a better idea. I know Bainbridge Electric was involved, and they're trying to wrap their brain around it.
Yeah.
And try to figure out what the number would be. And then, like, I think Steve is going to be the planning contact with that. He did the walk around with the representative of Bainbridge Electric yesterday for different things that the court's going to need to use them for. Just a couple of things that we're doing with Bainbridge Electric. So.
One of them being the clock installation.
The clock is that, I don't know if I'm out of turn here, but the clock, though, that the pad was poured last week, and that was volunteer work with the help of one of our employees up there. The ditch was dug yesterday for the condo and the power. So hopefully, talking with Homeland Construction and the representative, the electrician is doing everything with it. Hopefully it's going to be Friday when they put it out, or as early as Friday. When I spoke with them yesterday, so Bainbridge Electric isn't involved with that, but they're involved with a couple other little things that we got going on out there, so on for our property.
I appreciate that you're looking, thinking about all of the electric projects that,
yes,
so we can
basically
do it efficiently.
I'm still with Mary, and I just like to line up too for the conversation. So there's three outlets that will have to be installed. The plan is still mid-October, and they will be starting with one dock, you know, closing one dock fully, clean that, and then make sure they'll test it, make sure it's good, then move on to the next dock.
So E-dock will be the first one that they're trying to complete, and that'll help feed the gas dock for people on the gas dock.
Oh, good. Yes, right.
And then they'll keep moving on. Like I said, we're just, you know, working with our tenants. And, you know, those wonderful tenants to know that we're moving forward with the new IT person.
So do we know why in our initial bid that the wireless people didn't include this? That they didn't want to know that there was going to need to be additional outlets?
Yeah, I don't have an answer to you. I just kind of became part of this a couple of days ago.
Right.
Is there an order of magnitude cost here? I realize we don't know a specific number, but
it's not going to be that big. I mean, just from what I understand, it's just something simple that they just have to put in, and they're just going to tie the Wi-Fi into that. And so I don't think it's going to be a major cost. I can't really get it together, but
when I asked you, you just said it's minimal.
Yeah.
Because they're just the outlets.
Oh, this outlet.
Yeah.
So you've had an electrician come out already?
Mm-hmm.
Have you given an estimate?
I would say he's gotten one. I think they're like recently.
Yes, we went out yesterday and walked around about 3:34, so we haven't received that
estimate.
Okay. Oh, gotcha.
Yeah.
I think it's really important, just the fact that we're so close to, you know, installing this project that really is, I think, really important for essentially the guest dock. I've been in the guest dock before with relatives and things, and had the Wi-Fi just not work all of a sudden, you know, because of the tide change or something that was going on. And I think having this fixed is really important.
So what will be the steps from here? You'll find out how much, in fact, it really is, and all the rest of the detail on Thursday. And I think I hear us all making supportive comments about it happening. Are you looking for us to basically give you the go-ahead to make this happen?
Commissioner, I think the number is going to be small enough that I don't think it's going to be. I could probably take that out of my maintenance budget if I had to. I mean, if that.
Oh, was, yeah. If it's
I mean, it's that small.
Yeah, yeah.
Minimal. So I just don't think it's going to add a ton to this or a number that we've already okayed. Or you've already okayed, excuse me.
Oh, right.
Then is there any reason for us to hold off on keeping the project moving?
I don't know. I just think it's just we'll just make an acknowledgement that that's what we're going to do. I mean, that sounds right. and I just think it's moving forward. It's going to actually help the Wi-Fi system out, and that's a good progress.
So it doesn't sound as if a specific action is moving at this point. This is more of an update and keep moving.
And we've already approved the Wi-Fi project.
The next item is the Sail Kingston Cove Float, discussion and possible action. And I was anticipating that, Ray, you would be meeting with Sail Kingston Cove.
It did happen before this meeting.
Okay. You want to update us on
that? Before the SMC, and Lacey and I talked to Mr. Sherman. We've come to a really good place right now, and we're just going to keep moving forward with more information, you know, to reach out to the necessary places that we need to go. And like I said, Jerry was worth the first friend was worth the wealth of information. And like I said, we're just wrapping our brain around everything that could, the options that we have.
Would it be useful to just review what those options are?
Yeah,
we could do that. One of the items in relation to the float condition right now is that it's pretty imperative to do some kind of repair to the existing float very soon. And one thing we discussed in that meeting is we do have an updated shoreline exemption for our 5-year maintenance that we'll be working on here. And I've been working with staff on that exemption process. So that can be part of the mix for permitting a repair of that existing float that's in desperate need of repair. The other concept that we had for the upgrade to that may be a funding mechanism that Sail Kingston is looking at as a fundraiser for collecting additional money to do a capital campaign and providing a much better float for that activity. And we talked about some different ideas of possibly a long-term lease for that, if the port would be a co-sponsor, if you will, in some kind of effort like that. There's an example that we may look at with the Port of Silverdale that did something very similar, where they have a marine float that they use for their sailing program there, and that float is taken out every year in the fall. They take it out, put it back in the spring, and they have a pretty good system. They have a similar marina in that they don't have a lot of room for storing things, so that's something we would want to look at. But there may be an opportunity. One of the other things I wrote down is a potential kind of multi-phase ownership. Perhaps there's something we can also do to provide some public access for kayak users, for other marina users in our area. And then we talked about a potential for an RTO grant to be able to help fund that. So there's all sorts of different ideas. Lacey was going to look into the RTO grant potential. If there's a public and private component, if that's possible to do. It's with a potential long-term lease agreement, would there be an opportunity for a public component that would meet the RTO grant requirements for public use? And then could we then sublease a component of that facility for the Kingston Sail group? So we rattled around an awful lot of things in a short time, but the nuts and bolts of the immediate action looks like it's tenable to be able to work together with Sale Kingston and do a repair bill for now in the short term, with concept for long term.
Did you have anything you want to add?
No, I guess like Steve was saying is that we just, you know, we have to take into consideration that we do an RCO, you know, if we leave it for the public to use, then that compromises the security of that dock that
yeah.
we use. So that's another thing that we have to keep in mind. And, you know, like Jerry made it, Mr. Kirsten made it, you know, about exclusive message sailing club, you know, letting them, you know, and we have to think about the ownership of it, you know, would that be the sailing club that would be important? And you know, that's another aspect of it. Who's going to do the maintenance that would keep up,
right.
keep this up? So,
right.
And there's a lot to think about here, Commissioner Murray, and it's like, it's great. I mean, we all just sat and had a great talk with him, and I worked with the sailing club. It's going to be a lot of fun. It's a great thing for everybody involved.
Is the port responsible for the maintenance of that dock right now? I mean, you guys inherited that because you wanted it from Baltimore. I don't know if you know, probably you do, but the volunteers should have built that a long time ago, and then somehow they got all the assets for Baltimore, and they denied it, and we ended up with it. So is the port responsible for the maintenance of that? And I don't really ask because I get the styrofoam on my beach all the time. And I'm just wondering if you want to go back.
Oh, the otter can provide that to you, Ron. So, the otter is the main nest underneath there.
That's good to know.
Yeah.
So that's a good question that I think we need to
yeah.
figure out yeah. as we look at a next gen float.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what the answer is for the existing float.
Well, we were just, when Jim was here, we were just kind of working with, you know, he was working as far as if we bought material, then he was going to ask the loan to support pay for materials for it. We were going, this is my understanding here, please don't quote me on it, but the understanding that I believe that I heard was that we were going to buy the material, and then the great volunteers of the sailing club were going to install it. You know, if it's the wood material on top. As far as the float goes, yeah, that wasn't going to happen. We're going to go a lot farther, more in depth to salvage that dock. So I can't give you a definite answer on that, Ron, but I do know that it is concerning right now to keep the sailing club going and rehabbing that dock is definitely important.
Just for your information, the sailing club that enters goes far beyond the people that we talk to. I mean, it's a community thing.
Absolutely.
They don't call up, and it's necessary. A lot of us will come to help if we can. But we'd love to see those kids out there sitting
there. That's
great. So,
and
keep that in mind. It's not just Jerry, who's a friend of mine, and the people that are part of the cult. It's the whole community.
Yeah.
Oh, no, I agree.
Yeah.
I wasn't trying to keep you out of the conversation. I'm just saying that everybody knows how important this is. And all from everybody here at this table right here, the whole community, we all agree with that.
Okay.
This is something that we have to decide as to what the port wants to take on and
mm-hmm.
what direction we think we would like to go in regards to ownership, in regards to who's going to raise the money, who's going to provide the money, who's going to, and how that's going to, and we need to talk more about it before, but they want advice, I think, sometime next month to at least get an idea of what direction we're feeling we want to try to go in so that they can do something on the float.
So we don't need, there are no decisions that are in front of us. We have more talking
not
to do once we have more information.
I might suggest that at an upcoming work session that we might get a little bit more information on the grant potential for funding this, if that's a possibility, and the ideas of the security. So if there's a way that we can also secure those votes, certainly in the evening, still be able to you know, fund this through a public grant, through a state grant, and look at that first. That seems to be the most logical thing at this point. It's not going to be cheap. And then have a further discussion at a work session and then goes to action after that. Yeah.
Would we be ready to do that by next Tuesday to have that next work session discussion?
Yeah, I'm not sure.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe is a good answer.
Yeah.
We'll see.
But okay. We'll make efforts to do that.
Okay. That takes us to the organizational chart, date, and action. Agenda item 7E. So, Lacey, I don't see in here the memo that you sent to each of us about staffing. The memo that talked about the why you were recommending, or was this from you, Juanita? I don't know. Yeah. And but that we
didn't know.
Okay. So I think who among you would like to talk about the vacancies, marine attendant, port assistant, and what you would like to see happen?
We included the port assistant position in here. This is going to help with more in the office. We'll oversee by Ray and I. Ray, we want, he needs to get out more outside. There's a lot of tenants that are non-compliant. He also likes to make sure their guest lounge is full, golf floor is staying, being daily lounge fees. And I know you're thinking maybe, you know, this is, we're more of a seasonal type marina, you know, super busy in the summer, and you're thinking you're going to slow down in the winter. But that slow down in the marina, yes. Slow down in the office, no. And it's only because we have to start with a new public records person and records management person we have here. There's a lot of records retention filing to go through, a lot of voicemails we signed up that have to be gone through and reorganized. And so it does get into the next year. There's a lot of work that we went through and seen that was like, what are we going to do?
Yeah. Would you see this as a person that not only is staffed down at the main public office, if you will, but also somebody that can assist with the upstairs workload too?
Right, that's what we kind of decided with the grant that hopefully, cross your fingers, that she gets in October, that will help. The grant will reimburse for it.
Supplement part-time and up to two part-time positions for 3 months. One outside, one inside, to help supplement the, you know, the project that we're working on this winter, reorganizing the storage shelf and reorganizing the office. Right now I'm working on it as I go. You know, but even it's hard to get to it, you know, right now. It would be helpful if we have someone that can help with that stuff, or at least take over some of the things that I'm doing now, too. And we even need to help me with that project, too. Some of those things have to do with her department. And so it's really a team effort to start getting everything organized.
And so with that being said, with the inside person, so Miles asking for an outside person, as you all know, with the cassette
traffic coming around, somebody maintaining the parking lot, walking through, making sure these spaces are being paid. and make sure the parking lot's looking good, and then also the Washington Boulevard, I'm sorry, Boulevard Kingston Columbus Park.
Right.
That needs to be maintained all the time, all the time, the grass, and, you know, all the lawn maintenance that they have to do out there, the constant garbage is being thrown. That we thought would be part-time, really like full-time, but we can go away with the part-time. But that's...
Go ahead. I just wondered, was that, that's this marina attendant?
Yeah.
That's vacant. Yeah, okay, gotcha.
He would be like 16 hours a week, that's David.
Okay.
And he would, we had a perfect person who's doing work up there right now, volunteering. And right now that park is really just starting to do what the parks do with weeds. And I mean, it did everything it could yesterday, worked up there for 5 hours. So, and then keeping the park parking lot, up there, and he's actually doing a whole lot of work up there, even on Washington Boulevard across by the crate shop and stuff like that. But this is just a volunteer that we have, one of the community we are in. But he's also, I'd like to see him, be able to take the bird and wash the docks and keeping our existing parking lot clean of rubbish that happens every day. It's a daily thing. Yeah. So he's more and more to take that job on. And I got a perfect person that fits him really well right now. He's a volunteer, but he would be 16 or less a week is what the position is.
So you're talking about taking him on as a paid employee?
Yeah. It is small. I mean, very, very minimal amount of money, hourly wage, and it's 16 or less. I mean, he's good to work from us to be asked, but he's a person that takes a lot of pride in his work. And I mean, a lot of pride. So, so this is something I feel we need.
Where's the Les pool on this?
Les will be gone. Les is he's in the summer help, and this week coming weekend will be his last day, which is kind of special. So he comes on Memorial Day weekend, and he goes until he's been very busy down in the pool lot in the guest dock recently. So I mean, he's been a definite asset to us in manning that position. So it gives other staff members the ability to do what is called upon, and getting back to what Juanita said as far as an office personnel person, that will allow me to get up more and take care of things that I need to take care of and have a better relationship, understanding with my staff, not micromanaging, if you will, but at least getting out there and interacting with them and showing them the things that need to be done. I just need to be out there more.
Right.
So does the grant specifically state amounts?
So but it's part of the whole grant. So it's a whole grant, it's like $10,000 that I asked for.
Okay.
And in that, we can pay to either have the current part time increase their hours, or we can hire 2 part time. So because it's only for part time, so 2 part time positions. And we used to have a rate of $17 an hour for 20 hours a week for 3 months, I believe. And so if the grant is approved, that will be part of the grant money that I asked for.
When will you have an answer on that?
Hopefully based in October, so at the end of the beginning of October, but you never know. So beginning in October.
Okay. Right.
Well, we had asked at our last, not this past Tuesday, but last week, that staff come back with a plan for how they would use the funding for one full-time position. And so I think summarizing what I think you're suggesting or proposing is that the court assistant is a full-time position and is paid out of court money, and the marina attendant, the part-time position, is paid out of the grant monies if we receive it. Is that kind of a consolidation of what you've said?
Well, I think that the grant money would help cover that cost, but I don't think that they're thinking if we continue on that with the money come on, it's just, it just could be something that would help replace that money spent. But if we're looking at the short term, it's just the payment.
Right.
My thought is in relation to our budget that we're working through currently as well, to maybe take a look at these concepts for the org chart and adding positions and really take a look at these in relation to the budget that allows us to know if we can really add these folks now or not. I like the idea of keeping, I mean, an org chart to have a spot that pending budget analysis, if we can end up funding those kinds of people, it makes sense to have an org chart. Many agencies have org charts that have vacant positions that aren't filled yet, you know.
Yeah, executive director
there, too. For instance.
Which we don't know about.
Right, yeah. So, I think staff has presented that we need these kinds of, these positions, certainly. It seems compelling to me that we have these positions and a need for them at this time, and whether or not we actually carry forth and filling them, that's the next layer, if you will. Whether we have thoughts on that or not.
I know that you've had conversations with interviews with someone that you think would do the court assistant job well. And what is your reaction to, you know, what are the challenges posed if we were to put off making this decision until we were ready to do or much closer on the budget discussion?
Could be put off. I don't like to put it on. I have to put off anything. But we could put up the part-time position. It's only because we really need it to take off this person. You guys already know why. I think the office full-time position is something I'm really looking for today.
Mm-hmm. I also have a thought about, you know, what I like to see in a work progression, if you will, of employees that you hire that fill a certain, have a fulfillment of a role, if you will, and then have potential ideas of advancement, you know, in the organization as well. I mean, I think that's really important to see as well, that, you know, potentially one of these people could become, you know, a more permanent marine attendant, for instance, or the port assistant could, you know, roll into the port office lead position, that type of thing. So
we're going to be working on that when we do the port assistant.
Oh, okay.
So right. We're trying to redo some of the ideas of better job positions, and then with, like you said, the steps.
Yes, kind of an idea of step increase,
With increased job, you can expand the job.
Uh-huh, yeah.
So except in the marina attendant, that's in the office.
Right.
In January, when we work on Golden Lake,
right.
And personnel manual, that's when we'll work with you guys on that.
Right.
Well, it seems that the action that you're asking us to take, just as I understand, I can say it clearly, is to at least approve the port assistant and potentially hold off on the marina attendant.
That I would agree with. I think that office assistant is very important right now. And if you want to... Commissioners, if you want to hold off on a part-time person and just look at the numbers and maybe make a decision, you know, further down the road, I mean, I could go with that. I mean, I think that office assistant is very important to be told. I think that's definitely a valuable aspect of us moving forward.
Uh-huh.
Sure.
And I don't recall all the budget implications. It would be useful to pardon?
Would it be possible to move that action item at this point?
Until after the budget?
Until after our executive session? Because that way we not only would get the budget, we'd have an opportunity to talk about it, and then we could make a decision.
Yeah,
good.
I like that idea.
I do too.
So should I make a motion to do that?
No, I don't think we should.
Okay.
Okay.
We can come back to that motion. Yeah, for the item.
Okay.
Okay.
Good. So the next item is draft budget.
So the front page, first page is the this includes the property taxes. We don't not even that for other
So this is says marina user charges for okay, gotcha. 2018-19.
Gotcha. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Of course, the more permanent mortgage is blank. Mm-hmm. Yep. So why is the transient mortgage lower, projected to be lower than this year?
Do you feel that's because of all the moving around and the taking up of spaces when the covered mortgage was being done?
No, I don't think so. I don't like to tell people are in the Jim did the income last year. So I don't know where he came up with his transient number for the budget.
Hmm.
It'd be wishful thinking. But I think this year's numbers to be more accurate. So I usually do September to December 2017,
uh-huh.
And then January to August of this year, so it makes one full year.
So this 2018, this is what you budgeted for. This is an actual number.
That's not
correct?
The actual.
Okay.
Yeah.
Correct. Okay, thank you.
And then in our recent session, I think that we had approved a additional charge for just the transients that are here seasonally.
Yeah, but that would be under our winter mortgage.
That would be the winter mortgage.
Right.
Yeah, okay. Right.
Could I see
one? Oh, this is seasonal. Yeah.
Where's that at?
It's four down after kayaks.
Oh, winter. Oh, I didn't get open for seasonal. So that new number reflects the increase?
Yes.
Oh, it does. Okay, right. Okay. That's a bet, yeah, sort of. Mm-hmm. Yeah, gotcha. Mm-hmm. And then the electricity, right. Okay, gotcha.
So the property rentals, these are 2019 reflect escalators in existing leases, or are these been discussed with lessees, with tenants?
Well, we already have an agreement with most of them, the Yacht Club, Farmers Market, and the Washington State Fair is the CPS, and last year it was 3%. Right now it's at 3.4, but I just calculated that 3%. The aviator rent is a 15% increase in May.
What was that
number?
15% for Okay.
Is this within their existing... Okay, so there are no surprises for our tenants in any of them?
No.
Okay.
Gotcha. Okay. Question.
If you're wondering about miscellaneous income, that is mostly the water and garbage for our leases, parking spikers, and the stormwater fees that we charge the ferries in July half.
So that's a semi-annual?
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, cost of fuel and then sales.
These numbers all the way down here. So the top section is
compiled.
Okay.
This.
Parking fees. I'll break it too.
And this projects a pretty hefty increase in basic parking charges, cost charges.
Charges.
Pardon?
The parking charges, yes.
Yes.
Once this was approved, we had discussed about increasing parking spaces with our increments to $8 and trucking trailer to $10.
Has that come before us in the plan to date?
Mm-hmm. We talked about it a little bit at the work session.
Yeah.
We
haven't
been an official proposal.
Yeah.
Do you want me to give you different numbers for different rates?
I just want to understand what the proposal is.
And then upcoming work sessions, the staff, Ray and Steve, are going to have something for you guys on parking. You know, a proposal of sorts, you know, the price, you know, it has been discussed a little bit, but bringing it to the cost justification and then what to do about all of the new parking issues that are going to arise with the footprint.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I see Commissioner Medical is yellow.
Yeah, still need to look into that. That's just a guess.
Okay.
So, I'd like to ask some questions about some increases. The increase in commissioner compensation by more than 50%. What is
so
this?
So, I think that the max of the compensation
What's happening with insurance?
So insurance. Okay, so I just got the bill. I'm going to send the check today. It increased to $79,000 for this year. I don't know how to calculate it per year. From last year's check to this year's premiums to increase by 14%.
Wow.
It's kind of hard to calculate exactly for next year.
Yeah.
I mean, they gave me a letter that says, hey, we're just going to increase it this next year, but it's not. Can we tell you that something happening that they have to increase it because of other entities?
And we're anticipating the drop in legal fees because we're not dealing with any lawsuits at this point.
Is your salary and wages, that doesn't include an executive director's fee,
yeah.
Correct?
Right. So everything in red is still, those are just what I have as a,
but does that 625 also include those two positions you had talked about?
Yes.
Does the 555 include director?
The one for 2018? It does, but it did not. I had his increase at the normal CPI 3%, and it was more than I had budgeted for.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm not clear. The salaries and wages at $555,000 for 2018, that does include executive director up to a certain point, up till 3 September, or not?
So 2018's budget was...
through the end of the year. Right.
So the 555 includes it.
Yes.
What it was budgeted for. But the 625 you're saying doesn't include it.
Correct.
So how can that be? So we're assuming the executive director is 100,000 of the 555, approximately. So.
Yeah, I'm having problems with that myself.
Yeah. How are we going from 450 to 625 with no executive director budgeted in?
That's a $200,000 increase.
Right.
So we had wage increases from we had wage increases that we talked about 2 weeks ago. So that's part of that, and the two possible people. I went off of, like I said, actuals from what we have today. I didn't go off of the budget last year.
So
I went off the actual budget.
What you're saying is probably what was included with people's overtime and things like that was
up to this, yes.
Today.
Yes. And this one is $75,000. And so if you're thinking two salaries,
are we also missing the permanent mortgage in all of this math as well, or not? No.
Yes.
Yeah?
Yes, we don't have
to. Yeah. well, wouldn't it? I mean, wouldn't we assume that we would at least have 700,000 in permanent mortgage for
2020? Yeah,
for mortgage, permanent mortgage.
So, back to the salary thing, as of 9/15, the actual 2-day sales is 414,186. So we are already over budget for 2018.
Mm-hmm. And that's as of September what?
September 15. I mean, I thought that, you know how you usually do the spreadsheet of profit and loss budget versus actual.
Mm-hmm.
So you can see where we're at to date. But so the expenses side, you can see that we're way above budget, right? 2%.
What is that?
Oh, okay.
Expenses,
salaries,
right?
68.79 should be below
50%. Okay, say that again, Monita, so I can find it and then follow you.
The very first one is following.
Yes.
So we should be anything below 66.67 is on budget. And right now, salaries and wages at 68.79. I was just trying to be more accurate of where we're at.
Mm-hmm.
So we're not always under budget.
I'm not seeing where salary is.
Oh, second. First page of income statement is the expenses.
Thank you.
What's the first
one? Oh, right. Well, it's 2%, roughly.
Mm-hmm. Maybe we could have done amended budget late in that year, but
And it will also look like employee medical is also higher than projected there too, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So, Juanita, will you walk through the salaries and wages? We've spent $388,000 through October to August of this year.
Yes.
And then up to $414,000 through mid-September.
Yes.
Okay. And the budget for the year was $564,000. And so we have spent 2/3 of the annual budget to date, approximately, which So what does the 66.67% up in the upper right-hand corner mean?
That's a carryover from the right?
That's
from.
Okay, that's what we should have.
Mm-hmm.
So, and I think you just said this, we're 2.2% over
in
wages.
And this budgeted, sorry, this is all confusing, but this budgeted number for salaries and wages on my spreadsheet here includes commissioners' wages also, not the compensation, but the salary.
Oh.
No.
So, oh, God. Okay.
No.
Wow.
Do we have a way to break that out?
Well, $10,000, $9,000. It's not a big number. Well, I mean, it's not nothing, but.
What is, okay, so now, if I'm right, that we don't have the mortgage permanent, because we don't know what's going on with that here, and reflecting this bottom line here of the operating expense, right? Almost like to see what that would be if we, what if we just end up being, you know, the normal 3% increase for permanent mortgage, as I understand, being kind of new to this, but that $709.40.
Permanent mortgage would be $721.
Yeah. I mean, right.
And the bottom line would be $1,000,000.
Right. At the bottom here.
Yes.
Of pluses.
Yes.
Because what I'm seeing is that quite a deficit here. In the total operating expense. Just seeing that hopefully that's going to pencil out. Okay.
I'm just not translating in plain English what the salary and wages story is here. Can anybody try it a different way that I might be able to get it? You know, we're on the profit and loss budget versus actual, it looks like we're right on target through August.
Well, we're over
2%.
2%.
Yeah. But I look over at the expenses sheet and it shows 555 for 2 weeks later without including the ED. Okay, so that's the two, this isn't actual, this is budget. Right. Say that again?
The 2018 number, the 755, does include the
ED. This is the full estimate of what was budgeted for all of 2018. Right?
The 555.
This is where we're at now. The $388,223.
Okay, what's the difference between the 555 and the 564?
Yeah, that's...
That's one question.
Right.
So what's that question? The 564 includes commissioner's wages, so you have to add the 555 to the 9,000.
Because that's broken out here.
Yeah.
That's a lot of stuff.
Okay, so that's 9,000. So, the 555, which doesn't include the $10,000 of commissioner, compared to the 564, which does include, so those are within $10,000 of each other. Which is the commissioner compensation, essentially.
The commissioner's salary.
Yeah.
The salary.
The salary.
Yeah.
But the rest of it's already somewhere else anyway.
The compensation, yes.
Oh, where is that? Yeah, that might...
On the commissioner's salary.
On the actual, yeah. Okay, there we go. There it is. Well, I guess my bottom line is I totally expect we're going to have an ED coming in and we need money for an ED coming in. So,
yeah.
That's not my dilemma, if you will, mentally. It's not seeing where that's going to fit into our magic number here. It's going to be more, exactly. Is the 625, that's for 2019, going to be, oh, well, 625.9, going to be 725 if we are looking at a guesstimate of $100,000 per se.
What? Pardon?
Yeah, we'd still need to have that in a budget. Of some sort.
It's not written,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's
why
this is just a draft.
See, and what I'm wondering about is that might help this match is looking at what a worst case would be for a permanent mortgage. I mean, if we're looking at the actual numbers, having that 722 locked back into this. Well, that reflects on the expenses part, right?
Yes.
Okay. I think that helped me.
Yes. So the 625 projection for next year's budget for salaries and wages doesn't include commissioner salary or commissioner compensation.
Correct.
But the commissioner salary, the 10,000 we're talking about there,
up here,
is basically in the 564, correct?
Yes.
So I guess the question is, why is the 555 or the 564. We understand the $10,000 difference there, but why is why is that jumping to 625, 626, mm-hmm. without an ED, when the ED is included, at least, yeah, is included in the 564?
Yeah, I have that. Yeah.
That's the piece I guess I'm just not getting.
Yeah.
Me too.
Three.
So the promoter wage increases that we did 2 weeks ago and possibly the 2 week system.
So those all add up to $75,000.
What two? Oh, those two. The
okay.
two new
The approval of the wage increase and the addition of new employees would account for the difference between the 555 and the 625. Is that what you're saying? That that still doesn't include an ED?
Correct.
So
it's 170, well.
Right.
Just roughly
175. The 555 includes 100,000 basically for an ED, mm-hmm. right? So that would be 175,000.
So
what you
guys are looking at now, that 5, I don't know if I'm having a funding, but
that's
refund 3 months up from here. So it's going to go over 5-3 months. That's what you guys are looking at.
Oh, up here.
So August, well, actually before, 2012.
Yeah, yeah.
So we are going over budget on
the
salary and wages for this year.
5, I don't know how much. No, the 555 is the budget. It's not what actual costs are.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yep. The actual at
the actual is 414 as of September 15th.
Right, we'll be going over that. And yeah, unfortunately we won't be going over the budget on Friday.
So what is the total that we approved for the salary increase for the rest of the year?
$126,000?
Mm-hmm. Is that for the remainder of the year?
Yes, with the possibly new wage increases and no ED.
$126,000.
But that's not the increase, that's what's left? Or is that the increase?
That's the projected increase for the October.
So that kind of lays out to like a 20% increase in staff costs. Well, more than that, somehow.
October, November, December.
So that's $40,000 a month.
September, October, November.
$30,000
a month. Third of the year.
Yeah.
So that would be 414, plus 126.
Okay. But the 126, I think you said, was not the actual projected salary. It was the increase, correct?
Projected, not just the actual people
getting
paid the 40.
Okay, so but that's not the level of
increase.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's $540,000. Okay. So if it's 126 and we've already spent 414, then aren't we still within the 564?
Yes. Do be aware that it didn't pay out $10,000 for his next pay. His sick leave paid out.
Oh.
540 plus 10,000 is 550. So that's still within the budget. for 18.
564.
That's what I was trying for.
Which?
I'm trying to be under budget now.
So. Yeah, okay.
Does the 126 include the new positions?
Yes.
And so the 625
625,919, yeah. Mm-hmm. That includes the new positions, right?
Which is already included in 126 for the next part of the year.
Uh huh.
And the salary increases.
Mm-hmm.
Because there will be another 3% at the end of the year.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
And then, but no ED at this point in mm-hmm. that number.
Okay, so is there anything that we want to ask staff to give to us on Tuesday, like the next evolution that we want to
see? Uh-huh. Well,
I would like to see a breakdown of the 625,000.
Okay.
Yep.
I was curious as to when people normally get raises. What the timeline has been of people getting raises.
Okay. Well, it has been January and
beginning of January is typical. Right.
Yeah.
Beginning
of
January.
Yeah. That's
right.
Typical. Gym increases.
DPI.
After summer.
Post.
Just. Yeah.
At the end of summer.
Yeah.
Can we see what those were?
Yes.
Thank you.
That would be good. And then I'd like to see the what this would look like with a concept of a 3% mortgage, permanent mortgage, as an item. We don't have that. Yeah, that helped me a lot.
So just like
number. Uh huh. Yes. Yeah. Yeah. That would help. I think that would help me.
Mhm. I would like to take that a step further.
Okay. Yeah.
And say a 3, and just come up with a range of numbers. Here's what it was, 3%, 5%, 7%, 10%, because we don't know what that, and I don't want to look as if
that's
3%
is. Love that, yeah, to get the number there. Mm-hmm.
1, 3, 5, 7?
Pardon?
3, 5, 7? 10?
10.
3, 5, 7.
Okay.
Thank you.
Yeah, that's good. That will help a lot.
Yeah. Okay, so we're going to have some sort of what's the plan for parking.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to have a range on mortgage, permanent mortgage charges. There's nothing really to do with property rentals, as I'm hearing. Fuel sales, also nothing. That's it.
We had talked about the permit parking. Was that also going to be included in your presentation?
No.
Okay. Okay. Thank you.
Okay.
Yeah, I put that number in there. Just to put a number in there.
Oh, okay.
So
that is in here. Yeah, okay.
Parking,
yeah.
it's not necessarily with what Ray's going to suggest. It's just a number.
Well, he's going to suggest, and I know the number. It doesn't make sense. He's suggesting why and what's going on. What's
so
going
you've
on.
Already plugged that number that he's suggesting in there.
Yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
We did talk about that.
Okay. Yes.
The repair and maintenance number, I'm looking at things that are going up by 20 to 25% plus.
Mm-hmm.
So, is, what's our sense of that?
So last year when we did the budget, this is before we acquired OESD, which is our new IT department. We knew there was going to be a lot more than helped us. So that includes that increase, and then we're really starting to repair more of the docks.
So computer supplies and expenses, which has gone up 3,000, you're saying that part of that cost is also in the repair and maintenance.
The IT support alone is in the repair and maintenance. The actual computer and computer supplies will be in the computer. And OESD did give me the estimate, if you will, of what they think we should have. Every year we purchase a computer.
Mm-hmm.
So he gave me a quote on the hardware, like if we ever need to repair a computer or a backup of something. I have that in print if you guys want to see a copy of it.
So it's included in this number.
Okay. Is there anything else in repair and maintenance besides IT?
Right,
yeah, we got the phone back over our docks now. It's kind of like a continual thing, you know, every year is to kind of repair docks and keeping up on what needs to be done. It's kind of like going to be the long overhaul right now, you know, through logs, it's employees and stuff like that. So that's definitely on my radar for the guys to get down there and do this and take away any potential hazards, you know, through the docks. As you well know, they go up and down, and so it's just a matter of getting the guys down there doing more of the repairs down there too. And I'm not sure that we're going to try to change out some of the parking light fixtures too. You know, this might be a capital budget, or you know, might pull out of this bag here for each one too. You know, just try to get a couple more. Not get it to the LED portion, if you will. You know, get rid of that bill. Get in with mirrors and help us save money down the long run.
Mm-hmm.
And then, like I said, we're definitely going to have to keep track of our North Beach over there. You know, the stairs over there, we're going to have to address that too at some point in time. I mean, every year is a challenge because kids do what kids do. You know, they try to ruin and manipulate stuff. So, you know, we're in a constant battle with them. And maintaining our mooring buoys out there and stuff like that. Yeah, mm-hmm. just slowly start adding up to that figure that. And then if you have any unexpected numbers that are going to potentially jump up, and at least it's going to be within that number right there without, you know, hopefully we can save on that number and not use all of it, of course, but at least it's there if you need it.
So what proportion of the $75,000 is OESD? Approximately.
They're building out $3,000 a month.
Pardon?
They're building out $3,000 a month, so...
Okay, so 36. Okay, and the other question was, why is the audit estimated at almost twice as much for next year as it was this year? Are we not done with expenses on that yet?
The audit, I know it feels like we just had one, and we did, because it took so long, but he's going to be back at the end of 2019.
Oh, in November. Okay. So it's every 2 year audit, right? So that was 2017 budget, and not...
So is this really going to be something that's going to be budgeted in 19 or budgeted in 20?
19, because he's supposed to be here in November.
Because the last was 17.
Let's just hope that it lasts 2 weeks. Like,
oh, okay. So you're hoping it'll last 2 weeks. How long did it last time?
4 months.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay.
I mean, a lot had to do with throwing some cases in December, but he has no budget that he has to work with, and he went with his stuff too. But since it's been the same person, me, for the last 2 years, I don't see it going longer than the 2019.
Right.
And their rate increase.
Okay.
And this charges $100 an hour and then $75 an hour for travel.
Okay. So what's my timeline on this again? If we get some more detail to look at on Tuesday, is that realistic? Okay.
It's in the schedule that we have. We're not going to turn it into the end of November.
Right. Yeah.
Okay. So we have to
decide. The first time.
Yeah. It's the first. It's the first look at.
We're going to work this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Good. Thanks for that reminder.
No decision today.
No decision. No, not today.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I did this afternoon.
Yeah. And what was this?
I got it.
And what is it we're talking about?
The Marina.
Yes, we got that. I got it. I haven't looked at it.
EFT and Associates.
Okay.
Yes.
I'll do that.
Thank you.
We're probably going to get three now.
I agree. He's doing it right now.
Oh, he's doing it right now.
Oh, okay. Steve, forwarding. Okay.
Okay.
Well.
Oh, now I just noticed. Oh, does Jim still have an email here?
As well?
Unless I just see, I was just emailing.
Do we know who this guy was?
Yeah, do we know?
Is that his name?
Yeah.
Steve Hill. Okay, so he gave up on us and left.
I do have a comment that
he left.
Nancy left.
Nancy.
Oh,
Nancy
Lang.
Yeah.
So can we hear those? Because I think we're basically as done with the budget as we're going to do today. So.
Yeah, I can read the sentence. Yeah. Thank you.
I can't hear you. Okay, thanks. I appreciate it.
That's better. Thank you.
I apologize for leaving early due to a prior commitment. My comment is on the complete street specifically wayfinding. Kingston does not have a brand. The closest idea is that of a small, wholesome marine community. Although appropriate, the design for community involvement, I am concerned that it might turn this project over to the community without a professional leadership. So if we leave it to the community, I'm sorry, what you're saying, without professional leadership. Whatever we do now will set the tone, style, and design for all forthcoming signage. So it's important to get this right. I would strongly recommend professional leadership and creative work with input from the community.
Oh, okay. That was from Nancy.
Yeah.
Okay.
And did Steve leave anything?
No.
Okay. Could you reach out to Steve and apologize for the fact that we went on so long? We were sorry to not hear his comment. Okay, thank you. Pardon?
Car.
V-A-R? Well, I don't
know. Is this your topic?
Yeah.
That's his car.
That's my car.
Or vacuum.
Or car.
For variant variety.
Variety.
So you get to reach out to us. Yeah, very much.
Okay. Okay, you will. Thanks, Henry.
Great. Yeah. Okay. Commissioner report.
Gosh. Oh, I will be going to the environment presentation and conference, if you will, down in Stevenson tonight. Checking down there.
WPPA?
For WPPA, yeah. So I'm going to, they asked for just a quickie little presentation for each person that would be attending that in relation to environmental things that the ports are doing. When I thought about talking about the sewer improvements that were done a few years back for that grant to be able to get people to pump out for free, you know, so I was going to talk about that. And then I also thought I'd just generally present our interaction that we've had thus far with Kitsap County stormwater folks about this potential project that we're going to have with them too. So just those kinds of items have been pretty interesting. About a week and a half ago or so, Ray and I met and we talked about some maintenance ideas, and so we've been working with both Ray and Lacey on, just thought I'd talk about that here, kind of in the record, that we're looking at the next 5-year exemption permit, shoreline exemption permit. So after Ray and I met, I had walked kind of the region, if you will, and saw some ideas for potentially adding some repairs to the parking lot that looks like would be beneficial to repair it before it fails. and also spent quite a little bit of time looking at the Kingston Sail float and getting some ideas on that as well. One more thing that I remember we had discussed was when we met with the tribe about a month and a half ago, we were talking about changing some signage down there for making it a little more clear where we wanted the tribes when they were coming in with product, and that understanding that they were going to use the westernmost ramp. And I didn't know if that was something we should probably add for a further action to get that sign changed. We were talking about changing that sign. I'm not sure if that's in the works at this point, but we should talk about that. Let's see, anything else? I don't think so. I think that's it for me.
That signage that you speak of is also to include the other commercial activity too, because we do have more than just tribal
ones
that are there too. So everybody will have to definitely adhere to whatever signage is out there, not just them.
That's good, Ray, because it was more of a commercial focus. Hey,
yeah.
If you're a commercial fisherman and have that arrangement, then please stay to the right.
Yeah.
yeah. Mm-hmm. Good.
Okay. Discovered Kingston. I think that was a really big success.
Oh,
I think that was very well received. I think we all had a blast doing it. I thought it was a lot of fun. And loved the setup of our big picture. That was a big hit. I think by a lot of people, because a lot of people walked up to it and were looking at it and pointing at things.
Yeah, it was good. It was real good.
Maybe the next time we are involved in something where there's a picture taken, we can update it. That would be a good, thing in the future to do.
Mm-hmm.
But that's my update.
I apologize for not being there, too. I just have some family things that I have to take care of, so.
No worries.
I got that out here.
My update is pretty focused on the Lindbergh Road DOT intersecting projects. Two, three different aspects of the Lindbergh Road project to mention. There is an MOU that is being circulated among the four partners that I think we've all seen up until the most recent version. And my plan is to send Lacey a rewrite of what the port role would be in the project, and then have that sent out to you for comment. I think it is needs to be focused down on our role as project lead, and with a very brief comment about intro about economic development as a port role. I understand that both the county and TIPA Transit have sent a draft to DOT at this point, and if I have that available, I'll send that at the same time to you.
Oh, okay.
But it's just moving ahead. And the other piece of it is the project management agreement with DOT. It's a pretty big deal for them to hand off project management, and they have a boilerplate agreement
that
I sent over to Frank today, the attorney, to take a look at. There isn't much that DOT will sort of let us change. It looks pretty innocuous to me, but I want to have his review before we go any further with it. But those two pieces seem to be moving ahead okay. One issue is the DOT was starting, they came to do the stormwater evaluation of the property, of the site, and there were homeless people living there, and they sort of, they didn't know what the right thing to do was, and so they left. And it threatens our being able to get it done timely. So I did some exploring about, so what would you do? And I'm going to call them, their project manager, and talk with them about connecting with Kitsap Rescue Mission, about apparently they're known people in the community, and it is not that this is the moment to say you have to leave and not be here anymore, but know that you're going to be disturbed and probably if you could think of some place to go for a couple of days.
Yeah, at some point, right.
So there's that. We were going to have to deal with that wherever. The other piece that's kind of related to this, but not entirely, is the advocacy group that stakeholders has put together. And I want to, it will have some complexities, but I think they can be resolved. The complexity is that we do not want to go to the state legislature with three different people telling three different stories about what's important to fund. And I do understand that the Ferry Advisory Committee is, I don't think they've voted on it, but is agreeing that the Lindbergh Road project should not in any way derail the reroute project, which it doesn't need to, but I don't want someone, an important group like the Advisory Committee, speaking, trying to downplay the Lindbergh Road project in order to make sure they don't get cut off. So I think we have to have a really proactive, here's what we're saying about it, that makes it clear that they are each on different timelines. One's 2 or 3 years, one's 10 years, and So that's moving ahead. I also recruited Sanjay Bhatt from KISSUP Transit to serve as an advisor to the advocacy group, because his base profession is really in the area of interagency relationships as opposed to just public outreach. And I know that I very clearly communicated his job was not to write anything, actually do anything, but just be an advisor to the group. Trying to bring together all the various parties that are involved in all this. Lacey has said that she would be interested and willing to work with the legislators doing the setup of in connection with all of the going and visiting them. And so that's just going to keep rolling. The other two transportation related things is parking, especially today as we were talking about our parking thing. There is a very big concern among everybody in the world, in our community, about and piecemeal parking thing. And I think you're involved with the parking and the stakeholders. And you did that fabulous, here's what everybody has.
Yeah, that was great.
Yeah, yeah. But somebody's going to need to take a lead in saying, what's parking going to look like community-wide? And I think that may be something that we should give consideration to our taking a leadership, push it forward role. We don't have to just discuss that today for sure, but that's, I kind of see that out on the horizon, particularly if we're talking about increasing parking rates and restriping and what's the impact and all of that. And so that's out there to discuss. The other thing is the fuel negotiations with KISSUP Transit. I've made contact with KISSUP Transit about that we want to sit down and do that as rapidly. And I also included that in my note to Frank Schmellick that he needs to be involved in that. That's what I've been doing.
Wow.
Do you know how soon that they'll be addressing the sewer and water? The water and fuel lines. Sewer and fuel lines. How soon you guys will be able to...
I'm not sure what you're referring to.
The lines that are going to be put that you're having Frank look at. The fuel lines and the sewer lines.
I just was asking him about to be prepared for the fuel price negotiation. So I don't know what the fuel issue is.
We've already approved those contracts.
Taking their measurements to see what they're going to need as far as material goes. So they were there.
Okay. Oh, they were. Okay.
Those are moving forward.
Good.
When you said that, it confused me. Thank you, Ray. Okay. So those are, we all have stuff that we're doing that we need to keep carrying forward with. Any other staff comments? Rick, yeah. So I have
several of them. There will have to be a change in that. Lacey was looking into what we can and cannot do. Probably the Symphony, because it's not a port, it won't be possible. However, the bid for the inflatables is not at the same amount. So the bottom line is,
so you're talking about the centennial cost, okay? And so you're saying inflatables went up?
Yeah.
And what went down?
Take out the centennial.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Right.
at this point, it doesn't look like they can do that.
Would be possible.
And what's geofencing?
Geofencing would be picking an area that we want, such as Edmonds or part of Seattle, Kitsap County, where we basically, if someone goes online to Google or whatever, they're going to come up with a message about the centennial and centennial events. So that's a fee for 1 month.
That's true.
Right.
All right. Next item, you had asked for a communications calendar for the remainder of the year.
Mm-hmm. Before we jump away from centennial calls, I just want to verify my sense that basically the biggest cost here is the band.
Right. We've already committed,
we're committed to that.
$6,000 for the band, and according to Jim, you're looking at another $800 to $1,000 for an additional front band or back band.
Who is Jim?
Havana?
Oh, okay.
Hello.
Do we have this in our already in our budget, Juanita? Any?
Okay. Yeah,
and that would go in
and
that would
go in. Okay. So. Oh, okay, right. So. But the initial
printout
and
the early page is
already paid.
Right.
And that's non-refundable.
And
so.
The contract
isn't.
Okay.
And the geofencing. So, what opportunity are we going to have, if any, to say, well, okay, we're committed to $7,000. Is there any way to pull the remaining $8,000 down?
Quite possibly. One of the things that really needs to happen, because this is all being done this room, is that we need to sit down, and as you said, it's a new day, we need to review it. There are several different ways it could be done. It depends on how broad you want to go, how far you want to go with tourism. So probably at a work session, it would be very good. I can sit down and give you several options. Because there are ways that we can maximize this for port promotion. If we carry this over a longer period rather than just having a single event. And all of that can, of course, impact costs.
Okay.
Second item was the communications calendar. Probably we need to move that past the 27th. I've had some meetings come up tomorrow that's going to interfere with my day. But there are two really critical issues here that I need your help with. One is, how are we going to get approval for media releases or the subjects that we want to have in the Port of Kingston News? Because in the past, I would meet with Jim on a regular basis once a week, and we'd discuss, well, this isn't ready for prime time. This is... how do we approach it?
Mm-hmm.
If this isn't, maybe this is something, again, we could do at a work session.
Yeah.
If not, then we need to probably back the dates up on how long I give you for material, because you may look at it and say, well, no, we don't want that article in this month.
Mm-hmm.
So the least amount of extra work is if we can sit down in advance and sort of chart out what's ready to be talked about.
Well, I think our work sessions are probably the perfect opportunity to spend, 5 minutes or 10 minutes just, okay, yeah, that is something we can send out, or no, that's not something. Once a week, we are going to reintroduce the Tuesday before our monthly meeting.
Yeah.
Once a week, that seems to be able to
These are the things that require, board action so much, but board review in the interim until
when are we going to go? For example, you know, we always want to present things that are accomplished or positive. When are we going to be ready to talk about memorandum of understanding or parking?
But if it's something that needs an action, then we're going to need to know about it ahead of time. Plenty of time.
Now, media releases are kind of a similar thing. We need to discuss, you know, what's coming up that we want to do something about. The blog presents a particularly interesting issue because that was daily. I put it on hold until we can get something worked out. Basically, I did put it up and then I emailed Jim and said, see the blog. And, you know, if there was something that he felt was... if you want to change, to let me know. But I need someone there to provide oversight. And an issue that we have from a communications point right now that's urgent is the clock. It's going up Friday. Do you want me to have it draped and so that we keep it covered until the time comes that we unveil it? So the only thing that shows through is the light at night, you know, from the talk itself. Or do you want to just put it out there?
I think you can hide it and keep it covered.
Well, Rick felt that he could do it if that's what you wanted.
Cover it.
Yeah, cover it in such a way that it doesn't damage it, because you don't want damage to
the building. What are we talking about doing? Are we talking about having an unveiling?
I don't know. That's that's what you all can do. We can make a pretty cool thing out of it if we cover it up and say, you know, 7 days till the clock, 5 days till the clock.
Countdown to the clock on the electronics and on our blog
and everything else. You can build some real interesting PR interest in it.
Is there anything...
if you want to stretch it out, do it at midnight on Halloween.
But can we do it? I mean, certainly we have a almost captive audience with the farmers market. Is there any farmers market sort of thing going on? Not that obviously we don't have enough time now, but for next Friday, or sorry, Saturday.
The other thing that I was kind of imagining was that we talked about having the other three agencies there to do a signing of the MOU. And I thought maybe we could combine those two things in, I forgot the date now.
They already have a date for it?
No, but I had a date in my imagination. I don't have my calendar with me, but our next meeting is...
Our next regular meeting?
Yeah.
Tuesday? Oh, you mean regular?
It's the 20th. We just figured that was the 24th.
Okay, that's what I thought too.
24th.
So maybe we could have part of that meeting be the unveiling of the clock and the MOU ceremony. I know that a lot of people will come to the MOU signing to say good job, port, and keep going, ferry, et cetera, et cetera.
I guess we're
going
to cover it.
So that could be, we could do that.
Yeah,
that's a good timeline. And again, we can play with the Halloween part.
Then there'll be a little bit of time to get some interest.
There'll be mystery. And if y'all, you know, want to go ahead and make some decisions regarding the clock, we can maybe even be able to have that back along. I sent you the website that I think is most affordable. They've got some cool shapes. Seashells are the big thing as far as the clock goes. Question on wayfinding. Ray, when we toured with the operations people from Kitsap, Kansas, Sanjay came over to see to see the terminal, and he brought along his operations people to look at where they were going to run the park their buses to unload. Have they gotten back to us on that?
Jim said they weren't going to do it. So Jim told me they were not going to. They were going to come up with a different plan. And that plan, that's not.
Okay. Because that plan involved us having to do some mobility, and we would have to do some, take out some parking spaces and do some physical.
Oh, both down there, they were going to be at the port, huh?
Yeah, well, the talk was where the fire engines used to park, right there by the restroom.
Yeah.
The other area they looked at that day was the, they do have a ferry parking spot in the car ferry. Place, but then they run the risk that if the car ferries in, then their bus can't get out. So I just was curious if they ever got that over somewhere. This communications calendar also, you probably need to be aware, could get a lot busier if Kitsap Transit gets going with the ferry, because Sanjay's been in contact with me about where they could hold an inaugural and you know, what bands are available, et cetera. There also is, and this needs to stay in this room, the possibility that...
Oh.
We're in open session.
All right, well, then we can't discuss it. There might be the possibility, put it in general terms, there might be the possibility of special tours or special runs on Friday nights during the month of December that could be used to promote dinner and the lights and downtown shopping. It would allow us basically to leavenwork the project, which would get us a lot more bang for our buck on our lives.
The
Chamber is aware of this. You know, we've discussed the possibility this might happen. But that, if that goes, you know, that goes up, then we could get very busy because we would be marketing from a tourism perspective over to Seattle, trying to bring them over to come over for dinner and the lights. Okay.
I don't know if we have much time for, so we probably
won't.
Oh, it's 3:30 now.
Then the last thing you asked for, so, unless otherwise instructed, I'm going to put in the newsletter the items that I have listed here. Scheduled meetings, clock update, going away party, hunt for new executive director.
What was the going away party?
Jim.
Why are we talking about that at this point?
Don't want to. Looking, if we can scratch that. Hunt for new executive director and discover King. On the blog, I just have to have some of your class. And then you asked for guidelines for the poster competition. Very quickly, this is what we're talking about. Would be posters like this that would relate to either the court's properties, like Come On as Punk.
Yeah.
Okay?
Okay.
All right. Any other questions for communications?
So you're going to come next week?
Yes.
Okay.
If you like, we'll just post. You want to think on it, and we'll determine what goes in the newsletter as soon as it's meeting. Is that what you'd like to do?
Well, I think the necessary to keep up the subcommittees that have suggested work sessions for you guys, possibly until we know, you know, like the first of the month work session, he brings some things that he wants to put into the newsletter.
Uh-huh.
You know, he has it all ready for you, so we're going, you know, picking up a lot of the time. And then if, at the beginning of each work session, he has a blog that he wants approved. You guys can prove it. You can have it ready by that Tuesday for you to look at and prove, you know, for once a week blog.
Because that's not something you have to take an action necessarily.
I would say, rather than writing, you know, can you tell me what you want me to write about, so I can bring it to you the next Tuesday. rather than me writing something, he said, no, we don't want to. So I need guidance from you, and we need to look at how we're going to market the park in a positive light, that we're making progress and doing great stuff.
Could you come up with, like, when you send us that email to say, give me your ideas, could you say, I'm thinking maybe A, B, C?
Mm-hmm.
That way you give us some choice.
That's
what I normally do.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
That was the perfect.
Okay.
Thank you. Great. So this piece in here that from Frank. Oh, there it is. Conversation with Frank. Is this?
So many. At the work session, had got permission from them to reach because there was an issue with the funding of the company that could not forward the questions that we had about the events and
the facilities
and things like that.
Yeah.
So I just went ahead and emailed Frank and just talked to him on the phone.
Oh, I was just going to say briefly, Ken's going down Sunday, that's our scheduled date for Ken. I started Saturday, the second week of October. I got a junior or high school honor student come down to start up, helping us with Christmas lights. It is that time, but we started earlier. Of course, we have more coffee and stuff. I went and talked with Kwan, Rod Schell, really great guy, and we were just kind of talking about maybe some volunteers, kids from the high school, teach life, and whatever else, maybe help us do the Kwan part up here.
I just want to let you guys know that Kitsap Transit did make their first reimbursement for the $591,449. You will see that on the financial statement next month. Yay!
That's right.
I did bill them again right away for the spot check, which is in here.
Great.
With a $328. And so I hope to get that hopefully beginning of next month.
So who's going to be the one, because I know that they were late on their last one. Mm-hmm. Are you going to be the one that calls them and says?
Yes, I already have it. I emailed them the 10th last year.
Tim was doing it, he said, go ahead.
Yeah.
Okay, email me all the information, how to submit anything.
Yeah, okay.
I went over that. I'm working with Bob and Stephanie, so it's like to finally meet her, and then we're going to print some numbers next week. I don't know when exactly. I told Bob I would like to sit in because he gets attention. and then besides that, Bob also did mention to me that he's putting in the finalized paperwork for LNI for the covered mortgage.
Oh, okay.
To get that completed. And,
thank you. So I think we do want to recess to executive session. Would you, while we did that, go and see if we can be here till 4:15? So that we, okay. Yeah, that'd be great.
Okay, cool.
So let's, I think maybe 20 minutes?
Yeah.
Yeah. 20 minutes, that seems good to you, Laura. So that's 4 o'clock?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. So there are two things. We had deferred the new staff position, action on wage increase, etc., to after our executive session. And I think we're feeling a little shell-shocked over staff costs for next year and what this all means, and want some additional information, and are going to postpone action on that item until we've had a chance to think a little bit more and understand some history. So the things that I took away from our conversation that we would like you to bring us are, first of all, the last 2 years wage increases and levels for each staff person. Second is, sorry, it's just yelling at me. Second is a what percentage of total compensation is overtime on maybe a monthly or monthly basis, so that we can understand. Yeah, I don't think it needs to go back 2 years. That I think we can probably, if we understand that for this year, would be sufficient.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, 2018.
Yeah.
the other thing we want to do is take a look at what's the total staff cost, and so just a page that shows wages, benefits, pension, L&I, all of those things, so that we really have a picture. And in the list of who salary levels, we need to include Jim and his last 2 years. And actually, it would really be helpful on Jim to know where he started, so that we can see what we're looking at with somebody else.
Mm-hmm.
And what am I missing that we wanted to make sure we have?
I think you got that.
That's it, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So we just want to understand, this is a huge question that will affect us forever. If we hire someone, we can't turn around and say, oops, sorry, and so we need to do this right. Mm-hmm. And we're all, because we are going to go ahead and look for an executive director, I think we have a pretty strong sense that we need to step back and look at the bigger picture before we make any action. And I'm really sorry about the person. I feel bad about the person that you would like to hire for the front desk, but you know, for downstairs. But there's just too many pieces that we need to understand better.
And I especially don't. I just don't have my brain wrapped around where we are. I'm just too new to know. I think really what's going on at this point.
You asked for the last 2 years, so I was only here for the last 9 months. Do you want the percentage wages before me? Because that we heard she actually was paid a different rate than I was.
Oh,
that would be helpful. That would be helpful. Okay. Yeah, we just need to understand.
Yeah.
And it's easy for hearts to run out ahead of logic and.
The community didn't help us a lot.
We didn't have Terry.
That's right. We didn't.
Yeah. We didn't.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right. Oh, he's not in 2019?
No, that's a good point to make.
On 18.
18.
Yeah.
Oh, so all of those things should be there so we really can figure it out and understand.
That's why we're kind of going, so yeah, this would be really good.
So, and then once again, I was basing on actual.
Yeah.
Not on last year's budget.
And if you want, I would be happy when you get a draft to come in and go, oh, Juanita, no! Or what about? And then we can really work with it, I think, much better next week if we can.
And so. Also with that, the funding spreadsheet that I gave you guys last week.
Uh-huh.
So that rate increase, we were trying to keep up with the rest of the course.
Yeah.
And that was the one of the reasons why it's going to jump.
Yeah, so that...
And, what rate increase?
The one that she brought us last week.
For employees or boards, you're talking?
Employees,
yes. Okay, thank you.
So I'm just trying to keep everybody up to par with the rest of the board.
Right.
Yeah.
We totally understand that. We're kind of at a place where we need to see more information to wrap our minds around that. So, that's
going to be your report.
There is no one
at
this point. I mean, we don't want to lose you.
Mm-hmm.
And great. We just need to understand better and then figure out looking down the road.
There were raises up until this point, I think, with that Jim had approved, and we're solid with that, that's what I understand, right? And then, but then what we had seen on last Tuesday is what we're talking about. It's like, well, for now, time out, yeah.
And then can I ask you a little bit of clarification? If we do have to let somebody go, can I still
because
they will be...
Would they be qualified for?
They would be starting at a lower rate.
Right.
If this is something that's not on the next week agenda for you to do, I would like for us to get a better understanding before we have to address that question.
Okay.
One of
the employees gave her a
warning letter.
Yeah.
Okay. Yes.
Well,
and we don't want to tie your hands to do the things that need to be done, but. Especially when we look at a bigger, much bigger number next year that doesn't include an ED, we need to understand what our decisions are causing to happen. So, So
we were also asking for Tuesday to be a special session with an executive session
because we're going to talk about all the resumes we've gotten. I think it's October
2nd.
Yeah.
Right, because we said the first was the cutoff and then the second we would discuss it.
Right. Right. I think it already is a special session or executive session.
Also for the purposes of
So can I have that for just a minute? I have my copy at home. I think that our term dates are wrong, yours and mine. I think I'm 2016 or 2021, and that you're 2018 through 23. So before you do this, do more of these.
Yeah.
Verify the dates.
So you're 18 through 23. Yeah. Okay. Anything else that we need to make sure we cover?
Really quick, the special session, so anyone who's next session. What do you want? You mean I
keep asking
later what do you want
planned
for the agenda?
Oh, only that do we have to
Can we do a work session and the way we did it for an hour and then we can include Terry's stuff in that. We can have a work session around the new numbers that you bring so we make sure we understand them. And then we go into a special session at 9:30, mm-hmm. and I don't know that there's any action besides an executive session with possible action after.
Okay. So I'll get on what's on the option.
Okay.
Because you're probably going to be doing a comprehensive plan.
Right, right.
We're working on the comprehensive plan. What else is scheduled?
Maybe an hour and a half work session then?
Yes.
I think work session.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah. And then at 10, we would do executive session. Yeah, that's good.
And I will also bring the plan. Could you make sure this is on the agenda as well? Is the work session agenda on? It needs to be on. For the MOU and that the sequence of all of that. Let us have a motion to adjourn.
Make a motion to adjourn.
I'll second that.
At 4:13. Any further discussion?
No.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay.